basically hate works. And that is one reason that white supremacists have managed to get more adherence. And, you know, in the olden days, when I was a newspaper reporter in North Carolina and there was a Klan march, 20 people showed up and we wouldn't write about it. And it's impossible to ignore now. These guys have a much bigger megaphone, and then some politicians will see that and they'll try to latch onto it.
Can you talk about Joan Donovan's more recent research about the power of memes and also about her work on the Facebook files, as they're known?
Her major book right now is called Meme Wars, and it's about this sort of conflict.
But we've thought a lot about memes and how memes become these important markers of which groups are winning culture wars, which groups' ideas are most visible in our society. And in particular, what we wanted to understand was how political campaigns were going to adapt to this new environment. So how
they're studying memes like Pepe the Frog, a innocent looking frog with human characteristics that became infused with, you know, alt-right meaning. It came to mean anti-establishment, racist sentiment, and it was a way for alt-right people to recognize each other.
A popular cartoon character turned internet meme, Pepe the Frog, has been added to the Anti-Defamation League's database of hate symbols. In a press release, the organization wrote the character had been, quote, used by haters on social media to suggest racist, anti-Semitic, or other bigoted notions as a hate symbol, end quote. That came after the frog.
It was a way that people could recognize each other, and it was humorous, but also went along with some racist stuff. And so it has become something that's necessary to study. Like, how do these memes evolve? How do they spread? Who's behind them? And so that's the sort of work she's been doing. And then the biggie, and something that might have played a role in her dismissal, she says it was a project called the Facebook Files, or the Facebook Papers. These were contributed by a whistleblower named Frances Haugen, who worked for Facebook and was allowed to access reams and reams of documents, not all of which she read, but she downloaded them. They showed that Meta knew that a third of teenage girls felt worse about their bodies if they spent time on Instagram. You know, it showed that they knew that falsehoods were spreading, that they conducted these experiments. And Joan Donovan was the first academic to get her hands on the documents.